Chapter 22, Effective Meetings. I need to confess up front that I have never been a fan of meetings. I know that my experience is sitting in countless poorly prepared, ineptly run, slow-moving wastes of time that prevented me from doing something I considered infinitely more important have permanently biased me against them. That said, I have also been in some meetings that were very different, where the organizer was prepared, the information was clear and logical, a solid decision was made, and everyone in the room at least understood, even if they didn't personally agree, the all-important disagree and commit. The result is that, when I coach people, I'm very particular about how they run meetings, or even if they really need to hold a meeting. Meetings are a very easy way for other executives to form judgments about the people on the product team, especially the product manager. An important caveat before we jump into this. I'm not talking here about meetings between members of the product team, such as a stand-up or retro or any number of daily interactions. If the product manager and product designer sit down over a video call or in person to look at a prototype while they are literally meeting, that's just daily work and not the subject of this chapter. We are talking here about gatherings that go beyond the product team. It may include the stakeholders or the executives or partners or members of other teams. The first thing to understand is that the biggest pain about meetings is that they are synchronous. This means that every attendee needs to stop what they are doing, wherever they are, and meet, either in person or over a video conference or the phone. That is rarely easy or even welcome. So the meeting organizer needs to keep this in mind at all times. If there's a way to serve the purpose asynchronously, then that's generally a better path. A status update or communicating information about a new release are great examples. While there are, of course, an infinite number of possible reasons for a meeting, in practice, in product organizations, there are generally three types: communication, decisions, and problem solving. Communication. In this case, we have some non-trivial information that the organization believes is too important or too complex to be sent via an asynchronous means such as an email. An example might be an all-hands or a session where the leaders explain the product strategy. Decisions. The second type of meeting requires a decision, usually because it's beyond what the product team can decide on its own. This is usually because the impact reaches into other parts of the company or there is substantial risk. In this case, I am a very big advocate of the written narrative. We start the meeting with each member reading the narrative, and then we discuss and make an informed decision. Problem solving. The third type of meeting is fundamentally for problem solving. We don't know what the best course of action is. Otherwise, we probably would have written that up in a narrative and presented it for a decision. But we believe that if we can get the right minds in the room, that together we may be able to solve an especially difficult problem. An example might be a postmortem after an outage, where we consider what we could do differently going forward to avoid this type of problem in the future. Organizing effective meetings. Here's how I coach product teams on meetings. Purpose. First, being very clear on the purpose of the meeting is an important start for the meeting organizer. Attendees. Next, it's important to decide on the attendees. I encourage the organizer to make two lists. One list with those people that are absolutely essential. If they have a last-minute conflict, would you need to postpone? And one list with those that are optional. Preparation. In all three types of meetings, preparation is essential. If it's a communication session, do you have clarity on the content? Do you have the right medium to communicate this content, necessary images or visuals? If it's a decision meeting, do you have the written narrative and has it been reviewed by someone who understands the space? If it's a problem-solving session, how will you explain the situation or context to the attendees? Have you already gathered the relevant data? Are you prepared to answer the various questions that will come up? Facilitation. Assuming you've prepared, Your job as the organizer is to facilitate an effective meeting. The nature of the facilitation will be different depending on the type of meeting. You are not there to police the meeting. You are there to ensure you get to the necessary decision or solution. Follow-up. Once the meeting has reached a conclusion, there is usually some follow-up that needs to be done. This may involve notifying interested parties of the decision or next steps, but it's important to close the loop. So, the bottom line for meetings is A. Make sure that if you call a meeting, it is truly necessary and warrants the time of all the attendees. And B, prepare for the meeting to make sure it is efficient, effective, and accomplishes its purpose.